And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Offboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. We have a great guest in the studio, the man from Yamaha, Dan Ostrowski, is here to talk about all the great stuff that's coming out from Yamaha and a lot more than that. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, good morning, and welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
And
good exciting time. Morning as we approach the holidays, right in the mid-action approach. We're in it deep, right?
This is
the
holiday season.
The winter solstice is this week, too.
That's right.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, that, you know what that means, though. Days get longer.
That's what I'm that's why I'm smiling.
We like that. These short 10-hour days, man, just like not enough fishing time.
It's kind of crazy. Driving the studio almost in the dark.
I know, yeah, for sure. Well, what a great guest we have today for you. You know, the guy works so hard that it's hard to get him in the studio here because he travels and works and keeps the Yamahas rolling. It's Dan Ostrowski. Welcome, Dan.
Ah, good morning, guys. Hey, this is a really nice studio here.
Yeah, and
a
beautiful view here.
And all this equipment. I'm impressed.
Oh yeah, we've got a great team here at Let's Talk Hookup. So it's
The parking fees are a little steep.
Yeah, a little steep, especially on Saturdays, right?
Yeah.
But boy, I'll tell you what, Yamaha is just keeps innovating and creating the most incredible product for our fishermen.
Yeah, that's what we're about.
Yeah.
And obviously San Diego. In fact, somebody just called me the other day that was vacationing down here.
Uh-huh.
They they noticed everywhere they were walking the docks and stuff, and they're from Virginia, I believe, and they were just amazed at how many Yamahas are out here. I don't know why they were expecting different, but how it was such an outboard. It's becoming an outboard market.
Well, and that's a lot to do because of all the things that Yamaha has done to create this marine market. I mean, you see it up and down the coast in L.A. and Orange County here in San Diego. I mean, all up and down, you see a lot more bigger either center consoles or full-on cabin boats with outboard power rather than inboard outboard or inboard power, right?
Correct. And the engines that they've become, you know, the designs that we've put out have supplanted the inboard market.
Yeah.
Stern drive inboard market. And
is that stern drive inboard market kind of like just not happening anymore?
In California, no.
No.
That dynamic has shifted and
yeah.
Large part because of our products,
sure,
such as Yamaha's and others, and the four strokes. You and I and Corey were just talking before the show about generations of four strokes, and now we're seeing the early generation four strokes that transformed the industry 15 years ago.
Yes.
Now we're going second, third generation, so we're seeing the kids of them coming up. You know.
Oh yeah.
Lighter, stronger, cleaner.
Yeah.
You know, it's an amazing transformation and path.
Of course, Yamaha's on all of our boats, on Corey's boat. I know you're Yamaha-powered, I'm Yamaha-powered, and Ricky's Yamaha-powered. We're all Yamaha people. But what has changed? You talk about generation change of four-stroke. Is a four-stroke a four-stroke, or how has things evolved here to make four-strokes better?
Well, the intent is durability, for one. That's always paramount with Yamaha. We want to put something out there that will last. So material, plasma fused lined cylinders, you know, so you don't have to worry about honing and things like that. So there's things that aren't talked about that are incorporated into our engines, mm-hmm, that it's not something you can really point to. You got to read about.
Yeah.
However, you know, we also are very conscious of weight. Then we look at cam profiles for, you know, better acceleration. So you've got, you know, our cams can be, we design them to provide extra delay whenever we're building torque in a mid-range acceleration on a heavy boat. So there's a lot of thought that goes into these. So those refinements get better. Material gets better. Outside material gets better. Different composites that we can take away and not have to have heavy aluminum pieces are replaced by something not even a third its weight.
Yeah.
You know, if we didn't have that, our new our XTO would be, you know, 2,000 pounds.
I mean, you know, but it's the XTO being the 425.
The 425, our latest.
That's such an amazing.
That's crazy.
425 in an outboard. Can you imagine, Corey?
I can't. I don't know.
And what's crazy is you look at some of these new modern center console stuff, some of them have 3 and 4 on them, right?
Yeah, we were just discussing one of the dealers in Newport Beach has commissioned a 4-engine, 53-foot offshore.
Wow. So, how much does that 425 XTO weigh?
980-something pounds. You know,
but it's 425 horsepower.
Yep.
That's a lot of horsepower for less than 1,000 pounds.
That's a lot,
right?
Going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And a lot of thought into that. For example, from a service standpoint, we integrated an oil exchange unit into the system where the boat doesn't have to come out of the water to change the lower unit oil. It can
what?
Be pumped out and pumped in right there at the docks.
Is that right?
So that's integrated into it, thinking that these boats are larger. You know, they're going to be slipped. They're not going to be on a trailer. So just those small little details.
That's a big deal, though.
Well, it is a big deal.
Yeah.
It is. But it's, again, one of those things that you don't hear about much.
I mean, yeah.
It's those little things that make the life of that very nice.
Yeah. Now, is that only on the XTO 425?
At this time.
At this time.
Yeah. It's new technology. And so, you know, can it be transferred over down the road? We'll see.
Yeah. Well, you created and invented that wonderful P piece where you can flush your motor without putting ears on.
Yeah, boy, that was eons ago. But I was on a team
that
you know, we were very successful with.
And
that.
What a game changer that has been.
Yeah, it's anything to help the maintenance.
Yeah,
longevity of the engine. You don't have to pull the boat out of the water to give it a good flush after a run.
Yeah,
and it has served its purpose.
Yeah. So let me ask you about flushing, and I don't know how religious you are about flushing. I'm sure you are.
100%, absolutely.
Yeah, so am I. You have, like, my boat lives in the water. Corey's lives on a trailer. How important is it after you run that boat, whether it lives in the water or on the land, to flush that motor out?
Everything that you do maintenance-wise on a continual basis will add up.
Yeah.
If you miss a week, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But get in the regimen to do that.
Yes.
Will add and keep any salt buildup out. We do have internal zinc, so that is protecting it while it is in the water, and you want to make sure that there's no salt buildup or oxide buildups on those. So flushing is important. Does it have to be done every time? You know, you put your boat on the trailer 7 o'clock at night, and you've been out since 2 o'clock in the morning. I don't think I really want to flush my engine, but
right away.
So you can do it. Yeah, exactly. So you can do it a little later. But
so it's okay to let it sit a day.
Yeah. It's. I mean, ultimately, if I did that, I would start my engine on the regular flushette, warm the engine up so the thermostats were fully opened.
And that was exactly my question, is because I'm 30 minutes from the launch ramp, basically. I mean, I put my boat on the trailer, and by the time I get home and backed up and unhitched and the whole deal, it's a solid 30 minutes. And what you're describing is letting the thermostats heat up again, possibly, to flush it properly.
Yeah, you do have what we call heat soak. After you shut that engine off, it'll stay warm for a period of time. Because the heat's radiating, it's sucking the heat out of the engine and bringing it to the outside surface. So your thermostats will probably stay open longer than you think. But if it stays a day or two and it slows down, we have bypass in our thermostats to where the water will circulate. But it would be better to slightly warm the engine up and then flush it.
And then flush it, yeah. Because that keeps the thermostat open. So that's why if you can flush it when it's warm, how long should you flush it when it's warm?
You don't need long.
Minute?
Two, 3 minutes at the most. Yeah. You know, whenever
just get some fresh water in there.
Correct. Yeah. And then it all drains out. The nice thing about our systems is, whether it be on a trailer or in the water, when you tilt it up, the water will still drain out of the power head. That's the way it's designed.
Yeah.
So there's no residual to leave deposits. That's or very nice. Little deposits.
Yeah. So you do not want to. So that the little connector on Yamahas that you flush your motor with, you don't want to start the engine with that?
We'd rather not. We'd rather have you run it through the lower end.
There's through.
You know, if you don't have it or you forgot it, you know, just don't. Yeah, hook it up and don't rev the engine. Just you know, quick idle.
You can start the engine.
Yes.
But not recommend.
It's ideally there for static flushing as opposed to engine operation.
Oh. All right. Let's talk about the great state of California and the ethanol that they're putting into the gas. What's going on with that? And I know you deal a lot with government issues. That's your job, is dealing with government issues. What about ethanol and fuel and outboard motors?
Well, that's just not a California issue. That's a federal
issue. Oh, it is?
Yeah. And E10 has the RFS, or the reformulated fuel rules that came out under George Bush's term in office to extend our fuel supplies. In other words, add percentage of ethanol to it to reduce our dependency on foreign oils. Of course, that dynamic has shifted under Trump, where we export oil now as opposed to importing oil. However, ethanol is here. I think Trump even gave the go ahead to go forward with E15, but
just a higher percentage.
Yeah, there in California and other states, we used to for emissions reductions, we used to add oxygenates to the fuels. And ethanol is kind of a replacement for that. oxygen in it because the stuff we used to use was, they said, was cancerous or could lead to that. So that was all taken out. And, you know, as science knows more when they do additives, then things change. So the ethanol, you know, at E10 or 10% ethanol by volume, yes, it cleans the tailpipe slightly. Mm-hmm. But what people have to understand is it's not as robust as straight gasoline. Mm-hmm. So the BTUs or the power that a burned fuel air ratio mix, you know, 14.7:1 ratio mixes and is ignited, produces X amount of heat power. Okay. With E10, that's diminished by, you know, 20-30%.
Wow. That
so,
much.
Yeah. So you have to compensate for that in your engine designs.
Yeah.
So it's doesn't really help with fuel economy standards and
gotcha.
Stuff because you end up using more.
But Yamaha outboards today are designed to run with that type of fuel.
Correct. Okay. Correct.
You're not going to do damage to the motor by running ethanol in your lines.
No. No, but you want to take the fuel itself now creates other issues because your boat becomes a storage tank. And so that element you have to pay a lot of attention to. You make sure your filters are up to date and checked frequently. If you're going to store your tank, you know, the old adage was fill it up. Not anymore.
Yeah.
I personally wouldn't do that. I would keep it as low as possible for long-term storage.
Which is interesting because we were always told to keep it full and minimize the moisture, or possible moisture.
Right.
And now...
Well, E10 is hygroscopic, so it absorbs water.
Oh.
So the more fuel you have in, let's 50-gallon tank, if you have 40 gallons,
mm-hmm.
you have a greater chance of attracting, absorbing moisture.
Correct, especially down here in San Diego, close to the ocean, the onshore influences, marine influence.
Yeah.
So you have a greater chance of that during the what we call the diurnal cycle, the heating and cooling of the day.
Yeah.
And so... That's not even spoken about much
as
far as that goes. And also, when I say long-term storage, that used to be, you know, 3-4 months. Now it's a month and a half, 2 months, because the fuel degrades quicker. It loses its
octane
potency.
Yeah, potency.
In a shorter period of time than it did in years past.
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to add your fuel additives.
Yamaha makes a great fuel additive.
We have a great lineup. Our MedRx group will definitely take care of that, but you got to be up on your filters.
Yeah.
And just, you know, our engines don't run on water.
I'm sorry.
It just doesn't. I wish I had that patent.
Not yet.
But I don't. Otherwise, I'd be owning this building.
All the innovations that Yamaha does, it could happen. You never know.
And, you know, and this isn't just... marine product. There's other products that are affected too. Small engines, you know, your generators, your lawnmowers that you use once a month or once every couple months when the rain season shows up that goes in the garage.
I have a question. What about octane? I mean, 87 to 91. I mean, what are your thoughts on?
Well, we do have several engines in our lineup that require an 89 octane. Well, you just have to have that by design.
Yeah.
But most everything else is 87. Now, if you're in an area and you need fuel and there's 87, put the 87 in just back off the throttle. But because you're not going to get the power output per burn. So, you know, it's. Are you really going to notice it in one tank? No.
No.
I mean, it's. But overall, you should run the recommended. Well, I don't care what product you have on your boat. Run the recommended fuels that manufacturer requires for that.
Find out what they recommend.
Right.
Like certain Yamaha outboards say 87 is fine. Certain Yamaha outboards say, no, you want to run 89.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And we try to keep that as few as possible, but engine design is engine design. You can only do so much with a compact area. And if the piston and cylinder design commands a higher octane, that's what you got to do.
As you can hear, we have a wealth of knowledge here in the studio, and we've just scratching the surface here of Dan's knowledge.
Yeah,
right?
Super informative. We're going to have a really good show ahead of us, and a lot of our listeners are Yamaha outboard, you know, owners, and I'm sure they have a lot of questions. So you want to give us a shout today with Dan in studio. It's 833-288-0973. That's our number in studio here. Direct questions for Dan. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing, plus a Bill Varney 2020 CCA calendar, the Tide calendars. I live by them.
Yes, indeed.
Absolutely. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the network.
It's long-range time at the Ridge and Lower Banks. Time to get your gear. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Big fish need big tackle, and that's why we recommend the Shimano Talica for tuna, Trinidad for wahoo, matched with a Therese rod. Choosing the right size Talica, Trinidad, and Therese is the trick, and that's where we come in. With more experience and expertise on long-range fishing than anyone, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the Shimano gear for your trip. Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will expand your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation offering great half-day and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit in Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Here's great news. If your boat is between 27 and 32 feet, Seakeeper has you stabilized. The Seakeeper 2 is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats up to 35 feet. Even better, this Seakeeper 2 is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate off battery power, making installation fast and easy. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride on the boat with the Seakeeper team. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and book your free demo ride, visit seakeeper.com/take a ride. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it. Seakeeper.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, the lines are jammed. And,
yeah.
But when one frees up, 833-288-0973. And that's having Dan in studio.
Are you kidding? People want to talk to Dan.
Exactly.
So let's jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Dave. Dave Dolan from ANZA. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Dan, you pretty much answered my question in your opening dialogue there. I was calling up about the fuel we put in our boat and the ethanol problems, and you pretty much answered my questions there. But I just wondered, you know, like I've got a boat, it's a gas-powered stern drive, and I recently had to rebuild the carburetor, even though I use it regularly. What can we do as far as maintenance or fuel additives that, where we can avoid problems like this with the fuel that we're putting in our boat?
Yeah, very good question, Dave. You can buy an additive and run it before you're shutting down that engine for the season. You know, if you got a ski boat that's got a carbureted inboard, I mean, obviously most of those have been gone to fuel injection, and that's a sealed system, so it stays a little better, the integrity. But a carburetor, which has got air vents in it, unfortunately the fuel evaporates out. So you may have to devise a way of putting of running your last few minutes on a small tank that you have your fuel mixture with the conditioner and storage liquid in it, and then run it through the carburetor so it's in there, and then shut your engine off to store it.
So now, is that true with outboards as well as like off? I mean, I know you're big into off-road side-by-sides and things like that. Do you need to do the same things if you have a lot of our listeners are desert rats and love desert vehicles?
Yeah, any vehicle today on today's fuel.
Yeah,
you should, if you're going to store it a month or two, I would definitely run a fuel conditioner in it.
Mm-hmm.
And treat your system. I have on my toy hauler, I have a 40-gallon fuel tank that I use because I can put fuel into my side-by-side.
Uh-huh.
So I have to treat, I always treat that because I'm always going to have residual fuel in it. So I always put storage conditioner in because it might be a month or two before we head back out.
You know, I just went to yamalube.com, which mm-hmm. you can link actually through Yamaha Outboards website, mm-hmm. Which is actually on our website, Let's Talk Hookup. You go to the links page, hit the Yamaha website, and then there's a link to the Yamalube mm-hmm. website. There is a full range of product available, from regular fuel additives to oils and lower end, upper end, everything you can possibly imagine. Why should you stick with the Yamaha product?
Those products are engineered based on our products that we produce.
Uh-huh.
And I would recommend, I mean, they're superior products.
They're
going to be a little pricier, okay?
Yeah.
However, those are designed specifically for the use that they're marketed for.
Yeah.
They're not a general purpose thing. And then I make this recommendation. I love our Yamalube products, but I don't care if you own a Suzuki or Kawasaki or Mercury. You know, go to their lubes and make sure that you utilize that product.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was engineered for your engine's brand.
It's worth the money to pay the extra price.
Right, but for marine products, we have a NMMA certification on our oils.
Mm-hmm.
So if you use an NMMA certified oil and you happen to be able to get Suzuki's oil or somebody other brand, and I'm not condoning that, but if you're in a pinch, you know, those are all receiving the same certification, so they're very high quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yamalube, just, we established that. And so we follow that. So I make the recommendation, you know, run what your product was designed to be, you know, to run.
Okay.
You know, there's always going to be that, well, I'm going to go down and get Pennzoil for, no offense against Pennzoil, but,
right.
you know, at AutoZone for half the price. Well, yeah, but That's not a marine specific oil. It's a general purpose oil.
And you paid a lot of money for this outboard. You need to take care of it.
You should. And and again, because these products are engineered for those engines, we're not outselling it for the run of the mill engines that are out there. So
the cost
is a little higher, but again, you've got a very expensive outboard on the back of your boat, and I don't recommend, you know, just like your head. You want to go buy a new helmet? You got a $10 head or you got a $300 head? I mean, same thing applies to maintenance items.
Sure, absolutely. So the fuel additive that you want to get is there's a specific one you can get. You just go to your Yamaha dealer and ask them for that fuel additive. That
correct. Go to the website and you can download the. I think it's in the QA facts section or so. You specific uses conditioner if you're going to be storing your boat.
Conditioners.
We have. The fuel additives.
There's a fuel stabilizer conditioner plus.
Correct.
Ring free is another product.
Ring free is what I was just going to start discussing. Was that's an ongoing use product where you're filling your boat up, you're putting that in to clean your engines of any deposits. Now some history on that is years ago. Oh gosh, maybe almost 20 years ago, we started a relationship with Chevron, who designed and developed Tecron, mm-hmm. okay, early on. So we brought, actually, were the first ones to bring that to the marine market in our Yamalu. So our Tecron concentration's a little slightly higher. And we took literally gummed up outboard carburetors, ran 12 gallons of fuel through it at a certain ratio. That made the brass jets shiny again, cleaned out. I mean, it's a good product.
Yeah.
It's a very good product. And you don't necessarily always have to continually use it, but it's something that I would recommend a couple times a season if you know you're going to be using. Yes, the ring free.
Yeah.
If you're using some inferior fuel or a fuel that you don't know about. And I always suggest that it's easier for trailerable boats, but fill up at your same gas station that you can. If possible. And also the brand of gas, if you're comfortable with a certain brand. They're all going to have different, they all have minimum standards, but the additive packages vary. So that's when, if you're going to be using a fuel that's got the octane you need, but you're not sure of the maintenance package that's in it, then add your ring free as a backup.
Okay. Very good, Dave. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's find out what's biting in the Baja, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. The report today is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it in the water. Just one of the several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
Indeed. Good morning, Castman.
Hey, Pedro, Corey, Dan.
Good morning.
How are you doing? As usual.
Everything's great, amigo.
Yeah, I know, man. God, we're getting close to Christmas. Probably a couple weeks away and... Well, even less, I guess, now. We're on the countdown.
Yeah.
I guess you got your Christmas spectacular next week.
Yes, indeed. 1 week from today, Captain Mark Wish will be here, and big Christmas spectacular.
All right, man.
Corey and I will be hosting that.
I'm going to see if I can get a little jingle going for you.
Okay, all right. We're going to be counting
on
you,
Corey,
there, Castman.
Hey, we're on countdown, Corey. We're getting close to that... El Salto trip. So anyway, I'm going to be sending out tackle information to everybody on the trip, and it'll be a hoot.
Yeah, a lot of fun for sure, Cass. And not too late to sign up. I mean, that we had Dan a week ago sign up. $225 round trip with his sportsman's package. Yeah, in a Culiacan. And you want to come join us just to enjoy some time at the lodge in the morning, breakfast before we get on the lake, or at lunch, or just hang out for a couple hours at dinner.
Experience.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good time.
Anyway, we'll get on with the Baja Fish Report. I'll tell you, there's some good fishing going down in the southern tip there. The Cava boats are concentrating on the Pacific side. They're up at the Golden Gate, out at the Hymie Bank, and they're doing well on striped marlin down there. Still a good striped marlin bite going on. That's going to continue on through the next couple of months there. So anybody wants to catch a marlin, they haven't caught a marlin, now's the time to target them. Also, they're getting in some nice tuna out under the porpoise. There's some nice quality fish, 50, 60-pound fish being found under those porpoise. And, of course, there's a good Dorado bite going on close to shore around the old lighthouse. The San Jose del Cabo boats have been fishing up the Sea of Cortez, the usual banks, the Ironman, the San Luis, Vina Rama area there, giving up some nice tuna, anywhere from 20 to 60-pound tuna. also getting a few Dorado and still some Wahoo in the mix there. Now, the bigger tuna that were out at the inner Gordo and the outer Gordo, they kind of disappeared for now, but you never know. Those guys might show up again, but some good fish in there. In Mazatlan, sailfish bite really came on, kind of a good winter bite going on down there. And they're also getting some striped marlin in the mix there and some tuna. Most of the action is about 20 to 22 miles southwest of the harbor there at the El Cid Marina. So some really good fishing there. And Ixtapas y Huantenejo, of course, you know, that's one of the greatest fabulous winter destinations to go down there. Great weather this time of year. Most of the time it's mid-80s, flat seas. And their sailfish bite there is picking up 10 to 12 miles out of the harbor. Also a few blue marlin mixed in. Boats are occasionally finding some yellowfin tuna, anywhere from 20 to 50, 60-pound fish out at 30 miles. And, of course, right now, all winter long, along the beaches there, great rooster fish going on there, and along with sierras and some big jacks. So some great fishing going on for this winter. Anybody wants to join us on one of our Let's Talk Hookup trips? I still have a couple spots left open for the El Salto trip. Any last-minute entries? You can give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.castaways.com. And I'll talk to you guys next week.
Next week. You better have some good take there for us, Castman. We're counting on you.
I'll work on a jingle, man.
All right. That a boy. All right. Thanks, Castman. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, maybe a little festive for down Mexico, right?
I like the idea.
Yeah,
I do.
Good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, indeed. Feliz Navidad. Yeah, Feliz Navidad, yeah. Hey, I want to remind you, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, loaded with great info, of course. Lots of good info on trout fishing, the winter trout fishing, as well as bass, and a whole lot more, and even tuna still in there, too, for sure. So check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always available. And they have a great Christmas gift special, too, so check that out, too. Also want to remind you, too, our friends Don and Heidi from Ann's and Knives will be today and tomorrow at the Del Mar Gun Show, the Crossroads Gun Show, showing off those incredible Ann's and Knives. So you're headed to Crossroads, go by and say hi to Heidi and Don and check out those knives and tell them thanks for supporting the fishing industry and Let's Talk Hookup and great people.
Awesome.
So check out those Ann's and Knives.
Awesome holiday gift, too, man.
Oh,
are you
boy.
For the fisherman,
oh,
fisher person
those
in your
Ann's
life?
And Knives is nothing like it, for sure. One line open. You want to get through, 833-288-0973. Got a chance to talk to Dan, ask your questions, make a comment. Let's go ahead and jump into it, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Hills. Hills calling from Ventura. Welcome to the show this morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to ask Dan about the, I think the Chevron name for it is Techron, but the additives and other people have asked questions about it, too. It's super, super good stuff. It actually helped me smog my truck, which was... the check engine light was on. I put premium gas and I put some Techron, an additive, and boom, the check engine light went off just long enough to smog my truck. Don't tell the state that one.
But I think you just did.
Oh, shizzy. Well, but so Dan, how does Techron work? And is it so? You just answered a question like you don't need to put a little bit in every time you run your motor, but Then it occurred to me, if you're fueling in Mexico, for instance, and it's fuel you're not real sure of, it sounds like it might be a good idea to then put some of that in there with that. What do you think about that?
Yeah, Hills, that's a classic example of why you'd want to carry a conditioner with you, or for that reason, if you're in a remote area, you don't know the fuels, or you think it's poor quality fuel. That's what you want to do. Now, how Techrolene works, you know, the old typical spraying carburetor cleaner down the intake, you know, was the old way of doing things, and that would create this massive explosion because it would detonate and literally hammer, you know, carbon off, things of that nature. What Techrolene does is actually goes underneath the carbon and oil deposits and breaks the bond against the metal. So it'll go in, and that's why it shines the metal, because it actually separates that chemical bond that's between the carbon buildup and the aluminum that it's on. So, and or on the valve stems, when you see buildup, it actually goes through it, permeates it, and breaks that bond up so that part falls apart, if you will, and is released from the engine. Now, when you're doing a that's on regular maintenance. Over long term, you know, you want to keep it that way. So that's why you want to continually add it. But if you're going to do what we call a shock treatment and you add, you know, a higher concentration, that's what occurs, but at a quicker level, such as what happened with your truck. Most likely an oxygen sensor that you had downstream probably had carbon buildup on it, was grounding it out, and clicked on your check engine light. It broke that bond downstream that created or released that ground path, and your light went off. And it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's a lambda sensor. It measures the oxygen contents in the fuel. Then it sends an electrical signal to your engine. So that's how that works versus other products.
Amazing.
You know, it actually chemically goes in and breaks the bond up.
And so, that's the same idea with the Yamalu products too. The ring free, the fuel stabilizer conditioner.
Well, that's the ring. That's the ring free.
Ring free.
That's
product.
What he was asking about Tekron.
Right.
And that's how that works.
Yeah.
So it's
so that would
it's
be
not
similar to ring free.
That is. That's
it's the same thing.
That's the constituent that's in ring free.
Oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah. And right. it's so that's how
and
it works.
How often should you put ring free into your fuel?
Well, again, if you're running a good quality fuel that's got a good additive package, you just add a little bit each time you fill up.
Each time, okay.
But if you, for example, if you bought a used boat and you weren't sure, you can do what we call a shock treatment where you put a couple ounces per gallon. It's on the bottle.
Gotcha. Okay.
That will go in over a period of time and during that process clean everything up. And then after that, don't be surprised if you have to change your spark plugs and definitely change your engine oil, because when the deposits get released, they go down into the oil and or into the combustion chamber mm-hmm. and could, you know. So
when you do the shock treatment.
When you do the shock treatment, yeah. Right, on an engine that you maybe don't know the background of.
Gotcha.
So it's always, when I do a shock treatment, I'll always do it right before I do a major tune-up.
Great. Hey, Hills, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Yeah, definitely some good stuff. And if you want to give us a shout, that does free up a line. Give us a shout at 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to Dan from Yamaha. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Check out the all-new Speedmaster. It has the same configuration as the popular Shimano Talica series for half the price. The Speedmaster is great for local bluefin tuna, Guadalupe yellowfin tuna, and much more. The Shimano Speedmaster 2-speed reel is available in a 12 or 16 size and makes the perfect gift for the angler on your list. Visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
Hey, it's great time to talk about great gear from Shimano. What could be better under the Christmas tree than a Shimano rod and reel, right? And what are you hoping for, Corey?
I'm hoping for another DC-150 from El Salto.
Oh, too. The Corrado DC-150.
Yeah.
What an amazing reel that is.
It really is. It's you know, to cast a, those little tiny poppers.
Yes.
You could actually get them a better distance, equal to that of a spinning reel, really.
Yeah, and amazing. And without the backlash.
With no backlash.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
how, super smooth.
How does it do it? It's a digital control that actually registers and regulates the amount of speed on the spool, right?
But I'm going to take that DC-150 and not only use it El Salto, but it's a perfect bay and kelp and
yes.
just a
you
smaller
fish calicos with it?
You could with the smaller 4-inch, 5-inch baits.
Yeah,
yeah, for
okay.
sure.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of great gifts from Shimano. The Tranx lineup, the Talica, the Speedmaster, the new Speedmaster, which is like half the price of the Talica. Great gift. The Trinidad, the Torium. So many different choices. The best thing to do, go to your local Shimano dealer and pick up. Ask them for advice. The Shimano product line, nothing like it for Christmas.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And, man, a lot of good questions.
We're learning a lot here from Dan. Every time Dan is in here, we learn so many things about
always.
Taking care of our outboards, about the new product from Yamaha and such like that. And so much good stuff. So, Dan, is there anything you can let out of the bag that's coming from Yamaha? I mean, the technology changes so often.
Oh, it does, and that's driven by many different forces. I think in the near term you're going to see, obviously, refinements and some new products come out. I'm giving you kind of the U.S. Senator's answer.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. You have to be that.
But anyways.
Politically correct.
Yeah. But the, you know, what's occurring in the Marines area now is, we were discussing earlier, system integrations. How can the power products of a boat communicate with the boat systems, with their autopilot systems, with their trim tab systems, stability systems?
You were talking about, you know, Yamaha owns Bennett Marine, which
yes.
is the leader in trim tabs.
Correct.
They're going to integrate trim tabs now into
down the road.
The boat.
That's yeah. Well, that product is out now. It's a standalone
self leveling.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's a tremendous effect. I'm waiting for mine to show up.
Yeah.
So I can touch and feel it, but. The product is I think it's called the Bolt system, and it's it has a electronic mind in it that will sense pitch and yaw and adjust trim tabs accordingly based on
wow.
speed.
Amazing.
Yeah, so it's speed over ground, pitch and yaw degrees, and it'll walk it there.
So the innovations that have changed, let's take, like, I have a 150 on my boat. How is today's 150 changed from when they first introduced that 150?
Well, the 150 you have on your boat, I think, you know, there were caveman days or something like that. But it's still running good. And,
oh, it's great. Are you kidding? It's
and we
awesome.
Were discussing that. You know, that engine itself has been one of our, still is, our top one of our top-selling engines
yeah.
in our lineup. It's a workhorse. It's tried and true. It's gone through
absolutely
minor engine refinements, and we continually have it. Now, what's spurred off of that is the 2.8 liter that we've reduced down to a 150. But you know, we keep the 150. The one you have with more mechanical controls. The others are electronic controls. So they've received that new technology update.
Are they more efficient? Are they?
There always are. We're always having to meet and maintain certain emissions levels.
Emissions,
so,
yeah.
So
that means burning more fuel,
burning less fuel, changing fuel in different areas of the of the power curve.
Yeah.
Based on what boats are being put on.
Yeah.
So those are every engine constantly gets. refinements because of what's available, you know, the fuels that are out there. You constantly have to refine your mappings of your ECUs for what it's going to run on.
Yeah.
And so that's an ongoing thing every year.
Always,
And then you look at the industry and you say, okay, what market, is starting to really grow? Well, our XTO is a good example of that.
That's the 425.
Right. Yeah. From a couple of years ago is people are ditching their big diesel inboards for, deck space and outboards.
Yep.
And that deliver
and going fast
What
what about for commercial use, like a local lobster guy or something like that? Are they running outboards? I mean, I do see outboards on a couple of them now.
It's actually a small four stroke is very popular on the lobster boats.
Efficient.
It's efficient. The other thing is what some people don't think about is. It puts out a lot of charging power at low RPMs to where they can be running electronic pullers instead of pull their parts.
I didn't even think about that one.
Yeah, that's, the association you have to, it's not just the power, it's what can it do for the boat.
Yeah, the efficiency factor has to be a huge one because the inboard outboard with the outdrives, I mean, when that goes out, which they do on a regular basis, that's not a cheap deal,
It is not. I mean, maintenance, again, comes into play. Several years ago, I got a call from a young guy down here in San Diego who was converting an old Stringari or something from an IO to an outboard. And he wanted to know. In fact, I think it might have been related to Corey Dotson, maybe a nephew or something. And I think he landed on a F-115. And after the season, he called out, nice young kid, called out of the blue and said, his trips were like 5 gallons of fuel for every pull.
Jeez.
It was like he didn't have to factor in fuel costs anymore for his profitability went up that much. He was getting into the industry.
Yeah.
Everything was important.
Well,
but for him,
that's what outboard power has done for a lot of people.
Exactly. Yeah. And, he didn't have to... redesign the boat or anything. It was nice to hear. You know that it can be that universal.
Yeah, indeed. Well, let's jump into the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. Let's talk to Don. Don calling from Woodland Hills. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning, Don.
Good morning, Don.
Hey guys, good morning. Happy holidays to all of you.
Same to you.
Hey Dan, it's always a pleasure to listen to you speak about Yamaha product. My question, actually I have two questions for you this morning. One, modern electronics, computer design, help reduce the weight of the Yamaha engines over the years? And then the second question is, on that 50-something foot boat that you're putting four Yamaha 400-plus engines on it, what's its top speed?
I'm not really sure what the top speed was. I think there's a bulletin out on our website of similar, but... faster than I want to go.
Yeah.
Let me put it that way.
70 miles an hour.
That particular type of boat design, not that boat in general, but that design is very popular in Southeast, where the swell conditions and stuff are way different than what they are
Short chop,
and they can stay on top of that. I don't think I want to be going 50, 60 miles an hour, with a 3-foot swell, because it might only be 3 foot, but it's... 4 second intervals or something, and you'll be burying the nose all the time. So they all have their place, but that is a trend. The trend has been the bigger engines on some of these boats that are coming out that have large fishing cockpits, large front cockpits for entertaining. So it's a kind of a dual purpose boat, and it's opened up a lot of cruiser boats also to open up their back to have maybe mid lower cabins that they couldn't design in before because of the inboard engines or diesels. So it has opened up their designs to be allowed the ability to carry more people and have more niceties, if you will, on the inside, which is important for the family and your spouse. So, in regards to the electronics, weight reduction stuff on ECUs, I'm not going to say that's getting lighter, because you do have to have sensors that feed information into that ECU. So today's ECUs might be smaller, but that is a trade-off, because you have to have multiple sensors for input. You know, map sensors, density sensors, shift sensors, you know, all the elements that would take to operate an engine. So that's kind of a trade-off. So it's engine weight isn't gained or lost in electronics as much as it is, you know, in the cowlings, in the lower pans, midsections, covers, going to electronic steering and electronic shifting. You know, you have to add servos to the engine. That's a slight weight. So whatever we're adding on there, we're trying to minimize in other places. So the composites have really come a long way, where you can add those to an engine in full confidence that it gives you a lifetime of good operation.
So are you saying, let's relate back to the 150 again. Is today's 150 lighter than the 150 of the past?
No, a couple pounds. In that particular product, the lower pan change, which, okay, it might have saved 8 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like a lot, but that's, you know, that's a big reduction, considering that's still the protective envelope of that engine for saltwater use.
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah, it that's where the weight savings are, and the type of aluminum and stuff that you utilize. But does that answer your question, Don?
Thank you very much.
All right, Don. Happy holidays to you. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I sadly have to relate some very, very tragic news to our listeners here. Pete Mitchell, who was just a wonderful guy, worked as a manager at Point Loma Seafoods for many, many years, a smiling face. And, in fact, I remember a day being on the front cover of Western Outdoor News with Pete, too, with a big white sea bass. He was tragically killed in a fatal traffic accident this past week. Leaves young kids, and just a really great loss to the fishing community. I'm sure a lot of people in the fishing community know Pete. Such a super guy. Loved the fish, and he was a big Let's Talk Hookup fan and listener.
I could tell you a quick story, Pete. Is when I worked on the bait barge in the mid-'80s, I would take the barge skiff in and tie up at H&M and walk up and get my sandwich and bring us back lunch. And Pete, I remember seeing him from back then.
Yeah.
And like you said, always smiley and the happiest guy on the planet.
Yeah. Yes. You walk into Point Loma Seafoods, it's like he's the guy that's smiling, taking care of your order. But Pete will be missed.
Tragic
in a big way. Yeah, just really, really tragic news, and just such a great guy and an avid fisherman and such like that. So, Pete, we're going to miss you.
Definitely going to miss you. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, more from Dan, and we're going to be back on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood, now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Happy holidays from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Nothing could be better for that saltwater angler on your list than a gift from Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. We have the best Shimano has to offer, including Talica, Trinidad, Tranks, Terramar, Cold Sniper, Torium, Flatfall, and the all-new Speedmaster Lever Drag 2-Speed Reel. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater tackle and the knowledge to help you pick out that perfect gift. Check out saltwatertackle.com or come by and see us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.